Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
803-0550 to join us, and we go to the Western Hotline and bring in Matt Taylor, Colts play-by-play man. Hey, Matt, it's Howard and Brayton. I apologize. I might have given Brayton the wrong number, so thank you very much for being patient with us and coming on with us today.
All good. What's going on with you guys?
Well, nothing compared to what's going on where you are. I'm not making fun of it because it's crazy what's happened with the two foot injuries this week. Let's start with Carson Wentz. And I know, Matt, it's difficult because there's not exactly an exact timeline here. But let's talk about the significance of that injury and what that could do to Indianapolis at this point and when the season begins.
Yeah, I mean, the stroke of bad luck for the Colts to start training camp is something that I've never seen. I mean, this is my 13th or 14th year covering the team. I've been with the team for a long time. Fourth year is doing the games play-by-play. I mean, this is just wild. I mean, I've never seen two guys suffer virtually the same injury, and the injury, as far as I'm concerned, is pretty rare. They have the same injury and the same procedure on consecutive days. But starting with Carson Wentz, I mean, the chronological story on this is, I mean, he looked really, really good in his first 2 days with the Colts, going back to last Wednesday and Thursday, and then had the little twinge, as they said, at the end of practice last Thursday, and really didn't think much of it at the time. Did an interview after practice with the NFL Network, and he showed up on Friday, and okay, Carson's dealing with a little bit of a foot injury, then come to find out the next day that it's more serious than that, and then ultimately needs procedure, and now he's out 5 to 12 weeks, and we just don't know the significance of it yet, quite frankly. And you can say the same thing about Quentin Nelson. I mean, both guys are sort of in injury purgatory at the moment because what we've been told from a medical standpoint is you won't really know where they are in terms of coming back closer to 5 weeks or if it's going to be closer to 12 until about 2 weeks after the surgery, because then at that point, they'll have a better idea of how the surgery went, how much pain there still is, how much pain they can withstand in order to play. And so, we're just going to wait and see, where we are and, maybe heading into that second or third preseason game to outline, what it looks like for Carson Wentz and Quentin Nelson to get back on the field. But that being said, it's wild times here with the Colts because the starting quarterback's out, your all-pro left guard is out, your left tackle Eric Fisher is still on PUP. He started training camp on PUP because he's coming off an Achilles injury in the AFC Championship game with the Kansas City Chiefs. Ryan Kelly, their starting center, also a Pro Bowl player. He's got a hyperextended elbow. So it's really kind of hard to get an evaluation, a good gauge on how this offense looks because there's just a lot of guys out, quite frankly.
What do you think, you look at the depth chart, Matt, at quarterback, and obviously there's not a lot of experience there. Given the time frame you just talked about, I guess I would ask you, what do you think the Colts will do? But given the time frame you just talked about, it doesn't sound like they're running out and trading for anybody today. Or I know Philip Rivers said, he hasn't ruled out returning late in the season if a team needs him. You would not expect, I guess, Indy to go out and make a move today then?
No. I mean, they have to find out first and foremost what they have in their backup quarterback in Jacob Eason. They drafted him in the fourth round, and they're high on him, and you can see why, because he's built like a quarterback. I mean, he's 6'7", around 240 pounds. He's got a laser arm. He can make all the throws, but right now it's just all about getting reps and mastering the playbook. I mean, this is a guy that if you go back to his college days, I mean, he's only played in two of the last, if you include this training camp, two of the last five seasons because he transferred, had to sit out a year. Then last year, he essentially got the NFL's version of a redshirt year because he was third on the depth chart behind Phillip Rivers and Jacoby Brissett. So at times, he looks like a guy so far in this training camp, he looks like a guy that's going through, you know, his fifth or sixth training camp practice in year two. And then there's other times where you say, wow, I mean, what a throw. I mean, this guy can play, and I think he can play, but he needs reps. He just needs experience. He didn't get any preseason games last year. Again, he was buried on the depth chart, didn't get a lot of reps in practice once the regular season started. So he's kind of, you know, making up for lost time. So they got to find out what they have in Jacob Eason. You know, it's just one of those things, if they need him to be ready, he's got to get there in these next 6 weeks before the regular season. But that being said, if the Colts, you know, deem that Eason still has a little bit of ways to go by the end of the preseason, then you got to go out in the veteran market. But I think the Colts will, if they choose to go that route, and this is a total hypothetical, but if they choose to go that route, my guess would be is they would wait until the preseason cuts instead of going after a veteran right now, knowing you'd have to give up some draft picks and some things to get a quarterback in here at the moment.
If there's a struggle on the offensive side of the ball, Matt, talk a little bit about where they are defensively and how much would that unit be able to carry them if they had to for a little bit while the offense kind of gets their stuff together.
Yeah, I mean, the defense right now, I mean, knock on wood here, I'm in my car talking to you at the moment, but the defense is staying healthy. It's the offensive side of the ball, which I just chronicled. That's the side of the ball that's banged up here at the moment. But the defense is taking advantage of all of the offensive talent that's not at practice. They're looking really good. They're feasting on, you know, all the 11-on-11 drills, offense versus defense so far in this camp. I mean, a lot of interceptions. The defensive line is probably the healthiest group so far at camp, and it's showing out. I mean, they've got a lot of guys that are rotating in at that position. Quiddy Pay, the rookie out of Michigan, is looking really good. And some of the role players that, you know, guys that have had bit roles in the past that are being asked to do more this year, they're stepping up to the plate. Guys like Kamoka Ture, Ben Banigou, Tyquan Lewis, all of those guys have had, you know, very consistent days of practice so far. So I think the defensive side of the ball can sort of pick up where they left off last year. I mean, they were top 10 in total defense. They were elite in stopping the run. They were second last year in slowing down the rush, giving up only about 90 yards per game. DeForest Buckner's back. Darius Leonard's going to be back. Bobby Okereke's going to slide into the Mike linebacker role. So defensively, they're set. They got a lot of depth, and you're right. Until the offense kind of comes back and into full gear from a health standpoint, it's going to be on the defense to keep them in ball games.
Crazy week in Colts world there, Colts land. Matt, thank you for taking a little time out and coming on with us this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Appreciate it. Matt Taylor is a Colts play-by-play man joining us on the Western Hotline as the Colts try and figure out what's going on at quarterback. And knock on wood, nobody else gets hurt for them. They've had a rash of injuries at their camp.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.